One of the hottest races on Seattle's fall ballot isn't for mayor or city council. It's for a seat on the Seattle School Board. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld has the first of two stories on the District 4 race between Sue Peters and Suzanne Dale Esty, two candidates who, at first glance, may look a lot alike.
Suzanne Dale Esty and Sue Peters are both professional women with kids in the school district. They've each been endorsed by scores of local Democratic leaders. And both candidates say they oppose education reform efforts, like charter schools, and Teach for America. But Peters and Dale Esty are quick to draw distinctions between their experience and platforms. Dale Esty's background is in public affairs and economic development. She says her experience as a lobbyist in Olympia would help the school board make its case for better state funding.
I know that I will bring skills and relationships that will help Seattle advocate for both a bigger pie for K-12 funding, because our state's funding of K-12 education is pathetic, but also within that pie, a bigger piece of the pie for Seattle.
Dale Esty is a graduate of Seattle Public Schools. She says her time as a student representative on the school board introduced her to problems she says still need to be addressed today.
It was very foundational for me, and I visited every high school and got a much better understanding of the disparities in this city at a very young age. I served on a disproportionality task force, which is really what we referred to then as the Achievement and Opportunity Gap Challenge.
She's talking about things she did 25, 30 years ago.
That's opponent Sue Peters.
And our school district has obviously changed since then. And so I think it's all very nice, but it's not relevant to the current school district situation. My experience with the district is direct, it's relevant, it's recent.
Peters points to her volunteer work over the past 2 years on the district's Superintendent Search Community Focus Group and the task force to help the district make its new strategic plan.
I'm going into my 10th year of experience with the Seattle School District. And during those 10 years, I've been actively involved in analyzing local and national public education policy. I've been actively involved in advocating for good policies.
Peters is a freelance journalist and education blogger and co-founded Parents Across America, a national education advocacy group. She says she petitioned the district not to close schools 5 years ago, protested the district's adoption of what both candidates say is a weak math curriculum. And Peters says her blog post about the shortcomings of the district's Measures of Academic Progress, or MAP test, inspired Garfield High School teachers' boycott of the test this year.
Which, as you know, drew national attention, and it's very much a part of the national dialogue, which is we have too many tests for our children and we need to pull back on that.
Both candidates say they're okay with some standardized tests, but oppose excessive testing, though they differ on what they consider excessive. Peters puts the MAP test in that category. Dale Esty says she thinks the MAP test has its place.
I do believe that you need to measure at key milestones and that data, if used carefully, can have tremendous value to educators and families and students. I've really enjoyed as a consumer watching my son move the needle.
Dale Esty embraces the state's new academic standards called the Common Core as a way to better align curricula across the nation. Peters critiques the Common Core as an unfunded mandate that's rushing in new standardized tests, setting students up to fail. On the subject of the school board they're hoping to join, Dale Esty says she has a proven track record of bringing diverse perspectives together.
That is, I think, a skill set that is sorely needed on a board right now that's been so divided.
In a recent self-evaluation, Seattle school board members gave each other low marks for cooperation. But the board tends to vote unanimously, and Peters says she thinks it's headed in the right direction.
For the past 5 months, she's talked about how dysfunctional they are, and yet she's going to have to work with them if she gets elected. So she's setting up dysfunction.
There's another major difference between the candidates. Dale Esty has raised 5 times as much money as her opponent and has the backing of a well-funded political action committee. That story tomorrow. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.